Welcome to Incense and Merlot. Oh my god, it's been, wow y'all, it's been a hot minute since we talked. How are you? How are you doing today? Listen, I just want y'all to know that, yes, we've been gone for like a month. We've been gone for a month. We did warn y'all, like, it was a lot. Yeah. It was a lot. But I know our projected return date was only supposed to be, like, a week. We turned into a month. But, you know, that's kind of life. That's just kind of life, you know. Like, you try to delegate everything and try to itemize and try to think that you can do certain things. But, honestly, your body needs rest. Your body needs rest. Life needed updates. It was just a lot of moving and a lot of also school. So I've been dealing with a lot of school things as of recently. So we try to come up with the best thing to do for right now. We're not going to get into a whole episode, just for a warning. Or this might turn into a whole episode. We talk a lot. but we're not going to hit you with like a in-depth episode. This is basically catch up to see what we've been doing this entire time. Just also checking with you because we missed you. We miss hearing, we miss, you know, vibing with you, sitting with you, helping you work through anything you need to work through. So we're gonna just check in and keep things light for this time. But what have you been up to?
Oh my gosh, you guys, it's been a minute, and I did try to pre-warn y'all, because I had a bunch of things on my plate, and mostly good things. So, I started a new job, so I transitioned off of a job that I hate. Like, the people were lovely, don't get me wrong, but this new job is just back in my field, and like, I just needed a change, and a change came, and I ended up having multiple opportunities, and I went with one that resonated the most with what I wanted my career to look like. So, like, that's been something that's been going on, just getting ramped up with a new job. With the new job, because it's in, like, a different city, I got a new place, so I had to leave my beautiful area for a different area, and...
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, I miss her apartment.
I miss it, too. I miss my neighborhood. I miss being so close to Brittany, but... You know.
I was like, my one spontaneous friend really just left.
Gone.
I'm like, we can still be spontaneous, but you don't understand how much vigor I have to still be spontaneous for a 30-minute drive.
Literally, y'all. I had to wipe our little cold gym sessions and everything. I was like, man, this sucks.
It sucks.
But yeah, I moved to a new spot. It's super cute. My roommates are great. Just a lot of transition and all, like I said, positive transition. So new job, new place, new pets around me. So my roommates have a dog and a cat. So I'm living the best of both worlds. And I don't have to take care of them. So I'm happy for that. And just like really trying to get my shit together. Mm-hmm. And now I feel, you know, like now I feel like I kind of have my financial and like home ducks in a row. I really want to work on my relationships. So friendships, romantic, all of the things. And just kind of get those in a row. As well as the relationship I have with myself. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of the next steps. Yeah, self first. What about
Before
you,
Before I dive into me, I want to just quickly say, I extremely dislike when I see... Again, if you are religious, I'm going to say my spiritual background. I'm spiritual. I'm not religious. I do not tie to anyone religion. I do not tie to anyone spiritual practice. I am spiritual. I'm ever flowing. I go back and forth between things. I do not subscribe to one thing because I think all things are correct, but all things need tweaking. Christianity. was looking at a bunch of reviews for different things, and you know, like reviews sometimes they will tend to go from people who just kind of like, oh, here's the thing about or here's a review about the thing. They'll go into like, here's a review about the thing, but honestly, I'm going to also like put my religion in your face and be like, I am a warrior of God. That I am here, praise the Lord. you know, like that. Yeah. I was like, but that's a nightmare. But I was looking at this review, and it's like, of course, one of the more Christian, strong reviewers, and they were like, always remember, put God first, your family second, and your career third. Mm-hmm. And I was like, bitch, where do you fall? Mm-hmm. I was like, that was, I was like, I don't know why. That really disturbed my spirit. I said, you really said God first, family second, career third. So you're telling me you're comfortable being fourth? Maybe no. like I could never.
Yeah.
I would never put myself forward. I'm like, I'm putting myself first and foremost. Uh-huh. I don't give a fuck. You can feel however you want to feel about that. I'm not saying that all Christians believe in that, but I'm like, if that's a Christian thing and you're a Christian and you're like, oh yes, no, she was correct. No, she's wrong. She's wrong. No. Put yourself first. It's okay to put yourself first. It's okay to be quote unquote selfish, and when you're not being selfish, you're making sure you're taken care of. Because if you don't think, if that is true, if that is true, people are not making sure that they're taken care of, or that the others around them are being taken care of, because you might not be even considered family.
True.
But that's just a little tangent that I thought of at that moment. I've been up to just a lot mentally and just mentally. I mean, also emotionally. But I won't get into too much of that. But I've been dealing with a lot of school things changing, dealing with solidifying myself in my degree, trying to get that finished up so I can move on to a university and graduate with a degree. Bachelor's in computer science. No minors, because I don't know how to do that.
They're not important. They're
okay, that's good to hear, because I feel like I'm never doing enough in school, but I'm like, I'm doing the most that I can. I only have so much mental capacity, and it's going to be focused on my core electives.
As it should.
I've just been doing a lot of schoolwork. Really getting into like deep coding and like learning how to write constructors, and I don't know if anyone knows about that.
Sorry, y'all.
I'll be out here, I've been doing that, so it's a lot. I mean, honestly, I have like 5 things I need to be doing right now, and I'm making time for this because this was important, and I've been wanting to get back into this and all the other stuff. I will get to at a different time. But I've been doing that. I've been preparing for Halloween. Because I will honestly openly say that this is the first year in quite a bit that I felt like I really was ready for Halloween. Like, I felt like the excitement to do Halloween back in like August. You know, like that's hasn't been a ideal or thought to me in a very long time. So if I was excited to do this in August, then I'm going to do it all out, because the past couple years Halloween has been always an afterthought, because mentally around this time I get like kind of sad. I'm not gonna lie, kind of sad. But I haven't felt that. I've been very excited, so I'm gonna go all out for Halloween. I've decided that I'm doing. It's now up to 5 costumes.
Wow.
Which I hope that I'm able to get them all done, and not only get them done, but execute them flawlessly, which I know that I will. But I've just been really just focusing on that right now, like as of right now. And just really honing in on like crafting everything, because honestly, like all the things that I've been working on have been very therapeutic. Have been very therapeutic, because it's like I'm doing a lot of trial and error. I'm doing problem solving skills, working on those, seeing how I can do
or get everything that I want done without sacrificing too much of the detail, but also having realistic expectations for the outcome. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's been really good. Yeah. It's been really good. Nice. I've been feeling really great at what I've been producing and just what I've been able to create, because I've been feeling very creative lately. Mm-hmm. Very creative. So I'm just finally excited to have like a spooky outlet versus my like kind of more docile, kind of more like cutesy outlets that I've been doing.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, tell the audience, what's like the costume or Halloween look that you're most looking forward to?
Because I don't know if I'm like wanting to be like a secret and like a big reveal or not tell everybody, but like I told a couple people. Yeah. So I guess I can tell you guys because you. You're my secret, though. Keep a secret. Don't tell anybody. But this will probably be out, like, later. Mm-hmm. But I've decided that I think the one I'm going to be most excited for, because it's really come together, is doing Ember from Danny Fenton. Yeah, I'm doing Ember. I'm not 100% sold if I'm going to do a guitar. I know the guitar would set it off. But at the same time, I'm also doing Krona from Soul Eater. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing this sword. And guys, this sword is kicking my ass. This sword is kicking my ass. And it's so stupid because I foresaw this being a possible issue, but I just thought I could work through it, and it's I wish I just took a little bit more time to think out how it was going to form. But I'm not going to beat myself up because it's the first time I'm making a cosplay prop. It's the first time I'm making a prop.
It looked dope on Snapchat.
It does good. But I think I finally may have found a workaround. So I'm going to implement that. And if I'm able to get the sword finished, or at least like completely sanded and ready to be primed and painted, then I might dibble dabble in doing a guitar for Ember. But that all depends. But right now, just even without the guitar, I'm really excited for her because I'm doing these. I'm wearing my Demoyas that I think are like, I want to say 7 inches tall, and their platform. But I'm making a some boot covers, not like full boot covers. I'm going to just do like parts because I realized that like the reason why I'm doing so many costumes is because I realized I had similar clothes or clothes that would fit very much for the character. That I would need to do is just to make the props, just to be like to solidify like this is the character that I'm being right now. But I'm going to put my own spin on it because at the end of the day, doing 2D characters and trying to bring them to like, you know, real life is kind, it is dope, but at the same time, there's kind of a disconnect because they're 2D, they're flat, they're like one dimensional. But, what I've decided to do is just take the clothes that I do have and kind of bring elements to them that would feed into what the character would represent. So that way I have a little bit more artistic creativity for it. So it's been very fun since I've started to like try to do it that way instead of like trying to emulate the character 100%. I'm like, it's not going to cross over. It's not a crossover. So you might as well just do what you want to do and have it be elements of what you think the character would might wear if they were a real life person.
Exactly. It's more fun and creative that way.
It is. You know?
Instead of being like, I'm just going to replicate everything they're doing. Like,
So it's been very freeing. It's been very freeing, like mentally, emotionally. Just because like if I have like a bad day or if I just like, I don't know, I just want to feel like I'm in control of something, I'll craft. Because I'm like, I'm good at it. And I'm like, it's a really fun time. And I'm like, I love like trying, cause the reason why I like it so much, or at least Ember's cosplay so much, is like right now it's like I'm working with air dry foam, so I'm like I'm literally sculpting the pieces that I want, so it just like feels very like freeing, cause I'm like if I don't like it, I could just scrap it and try again, and it's like there's no harm in that,
right?
I'm like I'm not wasting product, I'm not wasting my time. I'm like I'm learning. So it's been really fun. I love it. I really do love it.
That sounds hella exciting. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool, especially that you have like a balance and have that outlet, because that's something that like I've been always just, whenever I'm in a transition, and even if it's like a really good one, I'm like, I need to be grounded in other practices. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I moved and I got the job and I got the place, and like those are like good on paper. But for me, it's like, oh, like I know, like the podcast, like making the decision, like we need to go ahead and record. Like, you know, it's been a minute. Let's do this thing that we both enjoy. Mm-hmm. And just like grounding in, like, yes, you can have these good moments, and also like keep building your creativity and like keep building your crafts and keep, you know, doing those other things that feed your soul on top of whatever other blessings are happening in your life. Mm-hmm. So like now I'm just like, okay, like, bitch, you gotta get back into it, because I was trying to teach myself music production. And
bitch, I need back on the track. I need back on the track right now.
Okay, because one, the bitch can sing, so it really would be a match made in heaven.
I would need to take vocal lessons.
No.
Yes. In order for me to feel comfortable, yeah, I'll need to take vocal lessons, because, like, can I hold a tune? Yes. Can it sound decent? Yes. Mm-hmm. Do I notice every little thing that's wrong with my singing voice? Absolutely. So I would need to take vocal lessons so I can minimize the poor quality and up the technicality of my voice.
There's nothing wrong with improving. But when we go to LA, I think we should do karaoke.
I was just on Snapchat, and I was looking at my friend's story, and they were in this really big karaoke room. I was like, that would be fun. That would be fun. I feel like we need to pay for like 3 hours. We need to all be on the mic. I'd be like, there's not a bitch in here that will not be singing.
I love karaoke.
We're
love
doing karaoke. Death. We're singing our heart out. Anything you want to do, whether you want to do fucking something by MCR, you want to do something by Music Soul Child, bitch, we're all on the mic.
Express yourself.
Express yourself. Like, all of that. Period.
Thanks.
Like, that's what I need. Mm-hmm. So, that's what we've, like, really been up to. It's just been a lot of life things, how we've been dealing with that and navigating that. Child. It's been, ooh, I mean, she be low key like kicking my ass, but at the same time, I be like, you know, trying to shadow box, trying to throw back blows.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
All you can do.
I really want to take a hip hop class. I know we was talking about boxing. I do also want to take a boxing class.
Oh, yeah.
But I also want to take a hip hop class. Oh. I feel like I can be really, it would be really beneficial to me if I could just bust out a quick eight count.
Yeah, I recommend, definitely. Mm-hmm. Shockingly, I've taken one in LA when I was going to school. Mm-hmm. It's talking about this little cute little Filipino lady. It's so cute. And it was just like the most expressive thing I've ever done. Like, like literally the first day, it was like, okay, everybody get in the circle, like, give us your best dance, give us your best like hip-hop impression, like, what do you think hip-hop is? We got in the circle, we all did it. It was like, for me especially, because I've told y'all, like, I got social anxiety, so like, but I've always been the type, okay, like, I'm socially anxious, but I'm gonna jump into the most opposite shit that you would expect a person with social anxiety to do. So I'm like, okay, I'll take a hip-hop dance class in LA with a bunch of motherfucking random people. Let's do it.
That's dangerous, because some people, they've been dancing for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Ever since they was 7, and they've been like, I can pop, lock, and drop it. I've been like, damn, bitch, I'm only on the leave with it, rock with it.
Yeah.
How the fuck you get here?
Exactly.
And then half the bitches don't even know what the fuck that is. They be like, lean with it, rock with it. I'm like, you don't know Cray Mom?
Literally.
You don't know her?
Exactly.
I don't feel comfortable in here no more.
But yeah, no, I really want to take a hip hop class. I really want, because I really want to learn how to do house dances.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's my jam.
Oh, yeah.
That's my jam. Pump up the jam. Pump it up. I really want to learn how to do house dancing.
Yeah.
I did find things on like YouTube and stuff, but it's like.
Class is so different.
Like too. And I feel like even if I can't, if I absolutely cannot do a class, I need to fucking rent studio time.
Oh.
smart. Where I can have just an open studio and mirrors. Yes. And I can just bust out these dance moves and I can feel comfortable in my skin while doing dance moves. Because I always felt like I'm not choreographically inclined. Like, if I just, like, want to bust out a dance move, I could kind of make it look cool. Yeah. Maybe. In my head, I think I look cool. I don't know how the fuck I look in real life. You do look cool. But, choreography has never been a strong suit. It's never been a strong suit of mine. It's just like, I can. I think I got it, and then I have to make my body move. I'm like, oh fuck, you know, wait, why the glitch? I'm dedicated, but there is. I'm not gonna lie, there is one choreography set that has been deep in the trenches of my mind. Honestly, has had me in like. I don't want to say it's a chokehold. It's been in a suplex, like had me bent over. It's actually like in the early days of Sean Bakehead, where he was dancing with what's her name? Tiffany. You know, bitch. How could a girl say no? You know me with my finger glove. And I'm the one he chose. Now he said, oh. He said, I promise not to hurt you. Promise not to lie. I promise to defend you and defend you with my life.
You know, what's her name? It's Tiffany what?
I can't remember her last name. Tiffany.
It's not Tiffany Haddish.
I know.
It's not Tiffany Pollard.
Tiffany. Oh my fucking god. Promise Ring.
It's Promise. You know, bitch, y'all heard the song. Yeah, search it up. It's Promise Ring by Tiffany somebody. I'll do it right now. Hold on.
This is going to drive me crazy. Yeah, literally. Into my Tiffany.
Promise you forever. Tiffany Evans.
Tiffany Evans.
Of course. Yeah, so it's Sean Bakehead, Tiffany Evans, with they're dancing to "Hot Like Fire" by Aaliyah. That's been my favorite choreography, and it's 10 years old. It's literally 10 years old. So at one point, I'm going to learn that choreography because it's been literally has my mind in a suplex. Every time I listen to "Hot Like Fire," I don't think about the actual video of "Hot Like Fire." I think about their choreography because it's like it's honestly it's just on point. And but other than that, like. Yeah, no, I just really want to take a hip-hop class. I really want to take a boxing class. I've taken boxing classes in the past, like regular boxing and kickboxing. Very liberating. If you have not ever taken a boxing class in your life, go take it. Go take it. Especially if you have a lot of pent-up aggression. And you're like, oh my god, I just want to punch something. It gives you something to punch. It gives you something to punch. And you just like, ugh, especially like the boxing classes that I took, because I went up against like this big ass, beefy ass, like 6 foot, easily 200, over 200 pound man. And he was like, kick me. I said, bitch! Bitch!
Say less.
Don't mind if I do. So I definitely, anybody can benefit from a boxing class or just like anything that expands either your physical abilities or your mental cognitive thinking. I think you should take a class on because I also want to take a class on fire blowing.
Oh wow,
like glass blowing.
I had a coworker talk about that. He was like, it's really cool. Really fun.
I've always been fascinated by fire.
Yeah.
Always. Especially glass blowing. Especially glass blowing. I always would watch the How It's Made episodes on how ornaments are made because it's so cool. If you have not seen how an ornament is made, go look it up. It is so cool. Yes. Yeah, it is so cool. That. It's so neat. But yeah, no, that's literally all we've been up to. We had a big move, a big, like, not like state
move, but yeah, like really. It's still a big move, mm-hmm. From city to city. And we just had a lot of school things mm-hmm. going on. But that's really much it. Yeah. Is there anything that you wanted to add before we close this off?
We just want to thank y'all for tuning in and supporting us mm-hmm. and being patient, y'all. I mean, we're human and, you know, we needed a break. And I think overall of our transitions have been very positive and just, positive. You know, elevating us even through the rough patches. Mm-hmm. We hope y'all stay tuned for the next episode. We hope y'all are having a decent retrograde. It's personally been a very good one for me.
Ooh, no, that's crazy. Mentioned a retrograde. The last fucking second, because I didn't even think about it. Listen, I know we closing this off, but I just want to open it for like 5 minutes. Listen, bitch, this retrograde is either going to be really, really good or really, really bad. Mm-hmm. Why? It's in Libra. Okay, so Libra affects your relationships. So really, where you're going to notice a lot of like turmoil is in your relationships. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a lot of turmoil, it's because you're letting that shit go. You're letting that shit vibe. You will have a good retrograde. Let shit vibe. Let shit pass. Let shit go. Let it come in. Let it go.
Period.
Let it come in. Let it go. Mm-hmm. Libra is all about balance. Okay. Don't try to do too much. Don't try to do too little. Okay. Mm-hmm. Actually listen to your ass. Know what the fuck you want the first time and actually say what the fuck you want the first time. And don't not hold what the fuck you want back mm-hmm. because you think that it's not going to be popular or favorable in the presence of who you're trying to be with.
Right.
Let that shit flow.
Period.
Let that shit flow. Don't take anything seriously. Have that fun. Have that spice. Have that, you know, that just like that tingling connection mm-hmm. where you just kind of let things be because that's all it is. Okay. That's mm-hmm. my advice. Okay. If you have any Libra replacements, babes, you might be affected. You might be affected. You might be affected a lot. Okay. A lot. Let it go. Okay. Let it go. All right. Mm-hmm. Feel that shit and let it go. Don't yeah. try to force anything right now. It's not going to work. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work, especially in the house of communication. It's not going to work. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's no communicating that you can make it work. It's not. Just let it be what it is and you'll have a good time. All right. My Mercury retrograde, I've honestly been fine.
Yeah.
It might change towards the end because I said the last thing in the last retrograde. Mm-hmm. I don't know what sign it was in the last time. Oh, I feel like it was in Gemini.
That makes sense.
I feel like it was in his house.
Yeah.
Like in his home planet. Mm-hmm. But right now it's in Libra. But yeah. So let that shit go. Let that shit go. Let it flow. And don't try to make anything out of it. If you try to make anything out of it, at least balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
Be what the Libra is trying to do. Be that diplomatic Libra that you can be. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's all I gotta say.
Awesome. Well, we love y'all. Like mm-hmm. I said, take care. You know, stay grounded. Stay balanced. Mm-hmm. Okay? And we'll be checking back in with y'all, you know? Hopefully next week. We'll see. You know, just know that we're here and we support y'all and we would love to know how you guys are doing, how the retrograde is going. Just this is, you know, it's a hell of a season right now and it's fun. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, it might be messy. It's a lot of transition, but it's always a fun time of the year.
Yeah.
You know?
And usually we have a journal prompt, but this time, we might put out a journal prompt. I don't know. Maybe. but it'll be really cool. It'll be really cool if you are doing Halloween or if you're participating in Halloween in any way, go ahead and send us a picture at our Instagram, Incense Amarillo, or you can also send it to our Twitter at Incense Amarillo, okay? Or our Facebook. We have so many ways of communicating and connecting. Also at Incense Amarillo, we would love to see that. I love Halloween. I said I was doing 5 or 6 costumes, okay? I love Halloween. So go ahead and send us your spooky pics, and we would love it. Make sure that we're appropriate, okay? Love you.
Love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.